In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Laetare, rejoice! Jehovah Jireh has provided. As it is written, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. The hand was stayed, the sacrifice prevented, and caught in the thicket was a ram to take the place of the boy. Vicariously the ram is sacrificed, and the boy lives. There is much rejoicing of the two that day, as they made their way down the mountainside. Laetare, rejoice! Jehovah Jireh has provided. The people have been freed from oppression and slavery. They were allowed to leave and go into the wilderness to sacrifice and freely worship Yahweh, though they were pursued for a time. The Lord had provided freedom, but his provision didn't end there, as he provided bread from heaven, manna, and quail, flakes of sustenance and meat from the throne of the Almighty. Surely there was much rejoicing as the people left the land, as Pharaoh and his host drowned in the sea as they gathered the bread the first few times. Laetare, rejoice! Jehovah Jireh has provided. On a mountain across the Sea of Galilee, Jesus had retreated to find some solitude, but a multitude followed him. Jesus had taught them for a few days, and they followed him because of the great miracles he had performed. They were hungry by this point, and it was too late to send them home, so Jesus asks, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" Their coffers couldn't supply what was needed, but there was a boy with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? The answer is a banquet at the hands of Jesus with more leftovers than when they had started. There was much rejoicing that night as the people were fed with bread from the one from heaven. Laetare, rejoice indeed. God gives, and the people receive and misconstrue. Jesus feeds 5,000 men, women, and children notwithstanding, and they seek to make him king by force. If Jesus is able to do with so little food for such great a number of people, then he can certainly work a few miracles and straighten things out around the world. Cure diseases, mend palsied limbs, cast out demons and keep them out. End famine and drought, bring an end to the enemies of Israel, end promised land occupation once and for all, bring about world peace. He could be the kind of king that would give them everything they want, be the kind of Messiah they wanted. Laetare, rejoice, indeed. God gives, and the people receive and complain anyway. God sends bread and meat from heaven, sustaining his people in their great exodus, and the people accuse him of bringing them out there to die. They craved more than what God was giving them. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, melons, and the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole body is being dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Of course, there was more going on than God simply feeding them with manna and quail. "Every commandment which I give you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Laetare, rejoice. indeed. On the mountain, Yahweh provided the ram to spare the life of Isaac. He and his father sacrificed the ram and made it back down the mountain. But what next? God blessed him, and he still lived with doubt. Certainly there had to have been times when Abraham and Isaac transgressed the will and law of God as if to negate the redemption that God had shown and given to Isaac. Where is rejoicing? Where is thankfulness? Letara, rejoice indeed. God provides for all of your needs of body and soul. He gives you clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, land, animals, and all that you have. He gives you your bodies and soul, eyes, ears, and all your members, your reason and all your senses, and he still takes care of them. He gives you all that you need to support this body and life. It may not be daily quantities of manna and quail, or making a few loaves and fish a feast for thousands, or causing a little flour and a little oil to last through a famine. But one way or another, God provides the means that meet the needs of your body and soul. Furthermore, he defends you against all dangers and guards and protects you from all evil. This one is a little harder, as the defense and protection can be impossible to notice, especially in times of illness, suffering, persecution, and death. These evils happen, it would seem, in spite of God's defense and protection. Yet even through them, contrary to your reason and beyond your understanding, God works to defend and protect you. You are His, and He provides for you. Jehovah Jireh continues to provide. He provides without your prayer, even to all evil people. But you pray, whether you realize it or not, that you would be led to realize that God provides, and that you would receive your daily bread with thanksgiving. So have you thanked your God for His provision today? This week? This month? These past 12 months? At all? Or are you like the people on the mountain beside the Sea of Galilee? Is God nothing more to you than the one upon whom you call when you feel the need for something? Whenever you want something? You suffer some personal tragedy and you call upon God to relieve you of it. You lack something you want and you call upon God to give it to you. And when you don't get what you want, or exactly what you want, or what you think you need, you blame God like the children of Israel in the wilderness. Nevertheless, God hears your prayers, just as he heard the complaints of the children of Israel. He knows what you need better than you know. He provides you with exactly what it is that you need. He provides you with what you need for more than this body and life. Letara, rejoice! Jehovah Jireh has provided. On the mount of the Lord it is provided, as a lamb has taken your place, vicariously sacrificed in your stead. There on that mount, the bread of life from heaven is given for all as food for life, like the manna from heaven, but so much more. On this mount outside of Jerusalem called Skull, Jesus, the enfleshed God, gave his life as the vicarious atonement for all men, sacrificed like the ram in place of Isaac, but so much more. There on Calvary's holy mountain, the propitiation that brings you peace with God was provided once for all. Now you are gathered here at this holy mountain to receive from your providential God everything that he has to give to bring you from this life into the life to come, the medicine of immortality. For you receive by the ear the word of God that declares to you the forgiveness of sins by the mouth of the bread of heaven, manna, as it were, which is the very body of God, Jesus Christ. And a sip of wine, which is the very blood of God, Jesus Christ, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. Laetara, rejoice, for God himself takes your place under his own wrath. He would not see you die for your sins, but dies for you, providing you with righteousness which you did not work, but which he himself in his Son Jesus Christ has wrought for you. This he gives to you freely out of his fatherly divine goodness and mercy. He is your Father, and you his precious child, one with his only begotten Son, by way of baptism into his death and resurrection. He died that you may live. You have died with Christ, so now you live with him forever. He became your sin for you. Now you are the righteousness of God in him. Laetara, rejoice! Jehovah Jireh has provided. He has provided his Son as your propitiation, and so you are forgiven for all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.